This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Weld County Deputy Alexis Hines Nutz will be honored with a closed funeral tomorrow morning. The 24-year-old was killed in a hit-and-run last weekend while riding her motorcycle in Greeley. She was off duty at the time. A funeral procession led by multiple law enforcement agencies will leave the Weld County Jail at 8:45 a.m. The service is scheduled for 10 o'clock at Foundations Church in Loveland. A suspect in the hit-and-run is in custody. An El Paso County man has been sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison for participating in the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Thomas Patrick Hamner was identified in photos from the riot wearing a distinctive Christmas-style sweater that read, "Guns don't kill people, Clintons do." Videos showed Hamner trying to wrestle away barricades from police and helping push a large metal Trump sign into a line of officers defending the Capitol. Hamner is a resident of Payton. He's charged with 5 felonies, but pled guilty to just 1, interfering with law enforcement during a civil disruption. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
An 80-year-old Weld County man has died from West Nile virus. It's the county's first confirmed death of this year's mosquito season. Symptoms include fever, plus headache, vomiting, diarrhea, and more. But around 80% of infected people do not get symptoms. This year, Colorado has reported 135 human cases of West Nile virus, including 6 deaths. Right now, in Greeley, it's 79 degrees and fair. In Denver, it's 80 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.